At the Oscars, it was looking like a big night for the space thriller Gravity. The film took one Oscar after another, 7 in all, most not the headline awards, but Gravity did win for Best Director. By the end of the night, though, a movie that some critics thought was too painful to win Best Picture did just that. The night belonged to 12 Years a Slave. Here's NPR's Mandalito Barco.
When 12 Years a Slave won for Best Picture, director Steve McQueen brought the cast on stage and jumped up and down in ecstasy. Backstage, he explained.
You know, emotions, physicality just takes over. So, you know, Van Halen, jump.
McQueen is the first black filmmaker to take home the Best Picture Oscar. In his acceptance speech, he paid tribute to the man whose story the movie told, a free man sold into slavery in the 1840s.
Everyone deserves not just to survive, but to live. This is the most important legacy of Solomon Northup.
Solomon Northup's book is now a New York Times bestseller. Writer John Ridley adapted it into a screenplay and picked up an Oscar. Lupita Nyong'o won Best Supporting Actress for her portrayal of an enslaved woman named Patsy.
It doesn't escape me for one moment that so much joy in my life is thanks to so much pain in someone else's. And so I want to salute the spirit of Patsy for her guidance.
Nyong'o, Hollywood's newest It Girl, got a standing ovation.
When I look down at this golden statue, may it remind me and every little child that no matter where you're from, your dreams are valid. Thank you.
In another milestone, Alfonso Cuarón became the first Mexican director to win an Oscar for his film Gravity. It picked up a total of 7 awards. During the ceremony and backstage, he praised the work of his leading lady, Sandra Bullock.
Sandy, your Gravity. You are the soul, the heart of the film. You're the most amazing collaborator and one of the best people I ever met.
Cate Blanchett won her Best Actress Oscar for starring in Woody Allen's Blue Jasmine. She made a point of praising women in film.
Those of us in the industry who are still foolishly clinging to the idea that that female films with women at the center are niche experiences, they are not. Audiences want to see them, and in fact, they earn money.
To that I say, all right, all right, all right.
With his signature mantra, this year's Best Actor, Matthew McConaughey, charmed the crowd.
To my father, who I know is up there right now with a big pot of gumbo. He's got a lemon meringue pie over there. He's probably in his underwear, and he's got a cold can of Miller Lite, and he's dancing right now.
His co-star in the film Dallas Buyers Club, Jared Leto, thanked his mother for his Best Supporting Actor award, and he made this dedication.
This is for the 36 million people who have lost the battle to AIDS, and to those of you out there who have ever felt injustice because of who you are or who you love, tonight I stand here in front of the world with you and for you. Thank you so much and good night.
During the ceremony, host Ellen DeGeneres provided comic relief, ordering pizzas for the audience and snapping a selfie with A-listers.
Bradley, will you come? No, I want you in it. Jennifer, come in also.
I'll take it.
Brad, get in here.
I'll take it.
The group photo made history with the most retweets, almost 2 million by the end of the show alone. Backstage, Jared Leto passed around his Oscar statuette to eager reporters. By the time we caught up with him outside, someone in his entourage handed us a tiny gold replica.
Chocolate. I got a chocolate Oscar.
Chocolate.
Sweet. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.